everybody. We're back for part two of Super Freak.
That was really good. I'm glad we had the musical episode.
Yeah. And so this is part two. So make sure you go listen to part one first, where we talked a lot about nothing and then a little bit about Grace. Sorry. We're going to talk more about Grace in this one. Maybe. I don't know. We're both very tired.
I sure hope. Hope so. I don't know that we have much of an option at this point.
Yeah. Okay. So we're going to start with everyone's favorite segment, Living in Shondaland.
Living in Shondaland.
Two. Which, let me tell you, went through a lot of people for this one. Or two.
The receptionist.
No.
Damn it.
Wait, actually, maybe. Because it just said nurse. So that might have been her.
Ooh, let me get it.
Who's the other one?
Amy.
Yes, good job. Arlene, San.
I'm feeling really good about this.
I mean, it just said nurse. Do you think that's her?
I think so. I'm hoping. I'm hopeful.
You know, we'll see. Yeah.
But what it was the girl at the beginning of the episode that Amy walked up to and was like, I'm looking for. Yeah.
We'll say that's her. That's we'll call her. That a win. Okay, so she was in one episode of Scandal as a reporter.
Okay.
And then Katarina Scorsone, Amelia, 62 episodes of Private Practice.
Wow, that's a lot of Private Practice. I have so much Private Practice to watch.
Yeah, I know.
Ugh. What are we in? Season 3?
Yeah.
Too much. That's almost too much.
Almost, but not quite. Okay. So let's start with... let's talk about Alex.
Did you say the girl's name?
Arlene. Arlene Santana. Sorry.
Oh. Arlene Santana. That's right. She was a reporter. You're right. You said that. In Scandal. Okay. Alex. Fucking Stairmaster machine.
Yeah. When did you realize what he was doing?
The second it happened. Instantly. The first note I have here is Alex is still dealing with PTSD with elevators, clearly. The second that he was like, all right, we got to get into this surgery stat. And Alex is like, I'll walk.
I'll run.
I'll take the stairs. Ugh. And so that scene, it was okay. It was a lot happening because Meredith was like, I'll do it. And then they're like, no. No, wait. Am I blurring two episodes?
No, because Meredith's like, I'll go. And Weber's like, no, April needs help in the ER.
That's right.
For and some then reason, April I literally. Like, why aren't you with Derek? And then she goes, because Christina's with Derek. And April's like, but Christina's not okay. Do you think she's okay? I don't think she's okay. Why did she sleep at our house? Isn't that weird that she slept at our house? Because she's married. And Meredith's like, don't fucking talk to me about Christina.
That's right. I want you to know that I legit had a moment here where my brain stopped working. And I was like, oh, no. Did I just think about last week's episode? Like, did I just mess all of this up? Did I cross timelines?
Yeah.
Although there is something at one point in the show that we're going to have to tackle that I don't know if it was from a Private Practice episode or a Grey's episode. So I'm going to need to put the spoiler alerts on.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So anyways, yeah, that was the scene, that immediate scene. I was like, yeah, Alex clearly is. He's not okay.
Yeah. So then the whole episode, he's just like passing Weber in the stairs or running away from elevators. And then Richard's like, why are you so stinky?
He's like, just bro.
Stinky little boy.
Shower, dude.
Go take a shower. And then I love the moment at the end when he's like, you are sprinting up and downstairs. And at some point, you are going to have a patient who is critical and you are not going to be able to take the stairs. So now we're just going to ride this elevator up and down all damn night until you are not afraid of this anymore. Until you're just bored.
Yeah.
And they do. And I love it.
That was a there's really no good scene.
I love that there's no pushback from Alex. He's just like, this is what I need.
Yeah.
Like someone has, I feel seen and I feel helped. And I love
that. Yeah. And Weber starts it with, he's like, look, dude, this elevator is where you almost died. You laid in a pool of your own blood for a long period of time. And I get it. And it sucks. However, don't be a little bitch, baby. he doesn't say that verbatim, but I think Weber was thinking that.
Maybe.
Maybe. So, and then they work. And then they cut to it a couple of times after that. And it's just cute. It's funny. Yeah. It's silly.
Yeah.
Weber's got a long way to dig himself out of a hole. And honestly, so does Alex. But these moments, we're helping
them dig themselves. Why are we mad at Weber?
I'm still annoyed with how he handled the merger.
Oh. Really hanging on to that one.
Okay. Pot kettle, asshole. You don't get to tell me. Oh, you're really hanging on to that one. Okay. Derek probably said one thing in season one. 20 years ago, when you're like, I'll always hang dark.
Well, he is an asshole to Meredith pretty regularly, so that's kind of my main argument.
Listen, all we need to really focus on is women shouldn't even be doctors anyways.
Okay.
They shouldn't. Hold on. They shouldn't go get degrees. And if they do get degrees, yes, that was.
There should be degrees for homemaking.
Degrees
BRB, gotta go kick this football.
So yeah. So hold on. Whatever that dude's name on the Chiefs,
Harrison,
fuck that guy.
Butlick or something. Oh. Yeah, it should be.
You know how I think I was telling you, I'm trying to like show my sarcastic and joking side at work the other day or recently. Like
I've been trying to risky business.
So here's the thing. I made a joke. Luckily this teammate laughed, but if they file a claim with HR, I'll have to, you know, figure out my life at that point. But they were showing me the video, I guess, the Chargers released their release schedule. And at the end, they had a picture. They had him in The Sims in the kitchen and he was making dinner or something. And this girl who showed me had made a comment about, I don't even know why I'm here. I should be at home cleaning the house. Or I don't even know why I'm going to school anyways. I should just be at home cleaning the house or something to that effect.
Yeah.
And I said, honestly, yeah, you probably should just leave and I'll give you the rest of the night off to drop out of college. But first, can you make me a sandwich? And she luckily laughed very hard at that joke because we were just shitting on it. And I, you know, it's one of those things where I'm like, why the fuck do people like and people are supporting this? I guess the sales on his jersey went through the roof after this. Speech. Like, what the fuck are you doing, bro?
My thing is, I'm like, I really hope that like. Just a handful of people were like, I'm going to buy all of these.
To throw them away.
There's no way that he beat the Travis Kelce sales. I just can't believe that to be true.
Yeah, I don't know. And then I think he's doubled down and tripled down. And then there was a quote that one of my very intense religious and not in a fun way kind of friends had shared. And it was like, men need to be more masculine and they need to go against this anti-woke culture. And in the comments, it was like, anti-soy boys. And I'm like, everyone just needs to calm the fuck down. Everyone just shut up.
It's hard to be a human right now.
Yeah.
I do hate the internet sometimes. That's why I love our internet. Our internet's great. We have the good internet.
Our internet has really been hitting hard, and I just saw that there's a new trailer for Rings of Power, so I'm very excited.
Oh, Michael will be livid.
I don't care what Michael thinks.
That's fine. I normally don't either, so.
I liked the TV show.
I haven't watched it. I cannot speak on it.
We got to watch those first three episodes with me, Michael, and his dad together. You know, that was a special moment for me.
Yeah, he has a lot of Lord of the Rings. He has very big Lord of the Rings feelings. Did you read the books?
Hell no.
Or listen to them, I mean, either way.
Also hell no.
Okay.
But less hell no. More like hell no.
Yeah.
I don't have time for that. I'm currently listening through a finance/professional book, and it is a 10 and a half hour read.
Sounds like a snooze fest.
And I'm like, I'm really struggling. Like, there are days where I'm leaving work and I can only listen to this book for like 15 minutes at a time. And I'm like, I just gotta, like, I can't do this right now.
You don't have to. No one's making you do that.
I used an Audible credit. I have to finish this book.
I do understand that. Yeah.
I have to finish it before I can use my next credit that's been sitting there for 2 weeks waiting to get used. Oh.
Anyways, right, okay. Anyways. What were we talking about?
Alex and Weber, I think that's pretty much the end of the story. Although, should we talk about April now?
That's what I was going to say next.
Alex almost fucked April.
I mean, not really.
Do it! Defile her! Defile her!
Deflower. They said defile. They said deflower.
Either way, do something to her. Okay, take it away. Set the stage.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Meredith and April have this patient who comes into the ER and she's having like chest pain and trouble breathing. And they're like, hear that there's something in her lungs. So they do a chest x-ray and there's a mass, or like there's something there. So they go in laparoscopically, they pull it out. It's not a tumor. Thank God. It's a condom. Okay. And they're like, interesting. This girl made a huge deal about her being a virgin. Like, how does she have a condom in her lungs? So they tell her. Fiance gets super mad and he's like, I can't believe I've like waited 2 years and like you've been cheating on me. I don't understand. And like just storms out. She's really upset. He comes back and she's like crying and they explain to him. April does the piss poor job talking to this man. And they explain to him that during her bridal shower or bachelorette party, one or the other, someone showed up to basically be like, yo, this is how you let me give you a lesson at sex. Not like by having sex with her, but by like showing her on like dildos or bananas or whatever. And so they were teaching her how to put a condom on a man with her mouth by you putting a condom on a banana with her mouth. And she inhaled it and she thought she swallowed it, but it did in fact go in her lungs. Which is funny a little bit.
It is a little funny. So before we go any farther, because there's a lot of scenes that we actually, honestly, April, you're digging yourself out of the hole too. Even though you tried to get Derek murdered, you're doing a good job circling back. Okay, potential spoiler alert for Private Practice. Mm-hmm. Was it in Private Practice? I think there was an episode where they were getting married, they were virgins, the guy had a hard penis because he had taken penis pills.
That was Private Practice.
Okay.
Yeah, I skip that episode a lot because I don't like what's happening with Sam and Addison where she delivers the baby in the car on the side of the mountain.
Oh, that was the same episode?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I think if I remember correctly, it turns out that the girl had cheated on him anyways and she was pregnant.
Yeah.
And that I feel like is kind of a common thing. If you're seeing two virgins or people who are waiting until marriage, it turns out that one of them cheated. And wasn't faithful. This ended happily.
Yeah, this was quite cute.
They were waiting and he left before she could explain, which honestly I probably would have too, but he goes back and he goes to get the ring. Danny, come back! And she comes back and yeah, April is being, she doesn't know how to talk to humans, but, it turns out that she did wait and it was all just a big misunderstanding. She didn't cheat. And that made me happy to buck a little bit of the Hollywood trend on that made me kind of happy.
Yeah. And obviously through this, everyone's like, wow, I can't believe that girl's a 27-year-old virgin. And they start talking about all of their first times and, Alex says he was
immediately
15.
I knew. With the school nurse. And then he says afterwards that when I turned 16 the next year, she taught me to drive in the same car we boned in. Alex, story writers, how fucked up do you want this kid's childhood to be?
Yeah, I don't love the reality of that. Meredith says sophomore in high school, Paul Waxman had no idea what he was doing. And Jackson said junior prom, Sarah Richardson and Penny Caraway together. And he said, I knew exactly what I was doing. And I have to say, I you probably didn't. I just don't know that any 17-year-old boy knows exactly what they're doing. Like, let's be realistic.
Yeah, no. No, not at all. And then Yang.
Christina was 19 and Alex was surprised. And she says, I was very focused on my studies. It was my chem TA. He was a whole head shorter than me, but man, was he smart. So she has clearly like had this attraction to like smart men from the get-go, you know. It's a very appealing quality to her, which is fine. April is acting weird. Jackson's like, hey, what the fuck? And April's like, it was private. And Alex goes, what happened? Did the guy die? And Christina goes, oh, did it last 3 seconds? So you don't know if it counted.
Oh.
And then she's like, no, it was on the beach at sunset. And then they start to poke a lot of holes in the story. And then Alex goes, ha, you're a virgin.
I knew like, no, that the I'm second not. This conversation started, I was like, I bet April's a virgin still.
Yeah.
And Alex does. He susses it out. And he starts, he's like, yeah, he starts to take the clothes off. And they're like, yeah, go do it. Do it right now in public. Let everyone see it.
And Meredith, bless her, is like, leave her alone. The beach at sunset sounds very nice, April.
Yeah, you can tell. It's funny because Meredith is, I think, trying. And April, like, honestly, I kind of like their dynamic.
Yeah, the last scene with April is really, I think, is really well done. Like, where she just hands everybody's asses to them on a fucking platter.
So let's talk about that. Because she at one point says, so here, I got, or do you got receipts on this here, too? Or, yeah. Or you got the dialogue? Because this is good.
So they're at Joe's and everyone's, again, her bullying her for being a virgin, you know, like you are.
Like people in their 20s and 30s do, you know.
And everyone's harassing her and April says, stop, just stop. I'm a virgin. So what? It's not something I talk about. We all have things we don't talk about. Alex, you've been afraid of the elevator for like a month, but I never said anything because it's none of my business. And Jackson, you wake up every night screaming because you have nightmares. And Meredith, you don't talk about Christina because you're afraid she's never going to be the same Christina again. And Lexi, for God's sake, Mark never thought you were psycho. He loves you. That's why he stares at you, because he can't keep his eyes off of the woman he loves. Of course, he's never going to say anything because he doesn't feel like he can. We all have stuff we don't talk about. I'm a 28-year-old virgin, mainly because I wanted my first time to be special, and then I waited too long, and partially because I'm pretty sure guys find me annoying. I'm a virgin. It doesn't make it drinks conversation. We all have stuff we don't talk about.
And then Meredith hits her with the...
Oh, April, I am liking you more and more.
Thank you. Thank you. Sips on her drink. Good on you, April. But I need to know, how does she know that Jackson wakes up with nightmares every night?
They all sleep in the same house.
Why do I not remember this?
I don't know.
Hold on. Hold on. Meredith... Derek, Alex, Lexi, Jackson, and April.
Uh-huh.
All sleep in Meredith's house.
Yeah.
When did this happen?
It's a good question. And you know what? I might be wrong. Maybe they're roommates.
Unless it's at the hospital and they're in on-call rooms and
they
she
might
hears
just be
it.
Roommates. Not at the house. But then Callie was like, it's a frat house. I thought they all lived there.
I'm having a hard time with this. I need answers. I need answers.
Yeah, that's fine. We'll get some.
Will we?
They're roommates. That's your answer. They're roommates. And they were roommates.
So they are roommates.
Yeah, they're roommates.
But we don't know that?
We do.
Like, now we know that.
Well, you know it. I already knew it. Now you know it. Because I'm telling you.
Oh. Does everyone else know their roommates?
Yes.
I'm lost. Am I supposed to know this?
I don't know.
But now I know.
Well, yeah, because I just told you.
Man. This is crazy. This is a revelation. You are all hearing a true, like, in my brain, I think there's smoke coming out of my ears right now.
This is not that big of a deal.
No, but, like, I'm, it's one of those things where I'm like, because I'm like, did I forget something? I'm only watching these episodes one time. I don't remember everything.
No, I think they just are roommates. Everything's okay. Fine. Don't look at me.
I don't know. All right.
It's very late.
Okay. So April is finally digging herself out of the hole for all the murders that she caused.
But okay, wait. They do have to all live in the house together because April says she was at the house this morning. They have to all live there already. I don't know when it happened, but they all live there. That's all I can tell you.
I'm so lost. I don't remember this.
That's fine. And why would they just casually? I don't remember when it happened, but I'm telling you because April said Christina was at the house this morning.
That's true. She did say that. But if it was something that was an accidental spoily, knowing that April and Jackson are roommates is not breaking my
It's not. No, they all live there for sure.
Unless official prediction, April, fucking fuck, April and Jackson get married.
You have already predicted that.
Did I?
Yes.
I don't remember. I don't remember. All right. What are we talking about now?
I don't know. They all live in the house together. April's a virgin and she does a good job telling everyone to fuck off.
Do we want to talk about anything else?
A little bit on them. With Gretchen, no, I think she's fine.
Okay. She's 27.
I don't find it tell me, and you can be honest, is the idea of Jessica putting a condom on your penis with her mouth appealing to you?
No.
Thank you. Okay.
No. I would rather her just suck my dick. If she's going to be that close to my penis with her mouth.
I mean, her mouth is on it.
The last thing in the world that I'm going to want is for the end result to be just a condom on there.
Well, no, because then you would have sex.
Yes, but also, like, condoms have, like, weird stuff on them.
Yes, correct.
And, like, I don't think I have any interest in... Because I'm still kissing Jessica.
Oh, yeah, and you don't want to kick. Could have the latex and the lube.
Yeah. Unless it's like a flavored thing, but then I'm like, I still don't want the flavor stuff in my mouth. That can't be good for your human body. So yeah, no, I don't want the thing with the condom on the penis was not something that did not want that.
Not to yuck anyone's yum. I was just like, is this very appealing to a lot of people? And I'm just like the odd one out.
No, it's not. It's not me. The only thing I would say to her name is Gretchen, you said?
Yes.
The only thing that I will make sure that we talk about is that she was the vessel during her surgery for Teddy to talk about how she was getting attached to Perkins. And she was mad. And she was like, don't have sex with him so you'll never get attached. Blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, okay.
Let's talk about that. So Perkins is leaving.
Yeah.
And Teddy's sad. Sad, mm-hmm. Teddy. And she says, I wasn't G.I. Jane. I'm Attachment Barbie. Very funny.
So funny. So funny.
And so she's like kind of avoiding him the whole episode. And then they finally have this scene at the end where he's like, are you going to go to dinner with me? And she says like, oh, maybe we should just settle for a peck on the forehead. And he goes, that would be dissatisfying. And so then he basically says, you... choose men that are emotionally unavailable. Like, you fall for men who are engaged. You fall for men who are not permanently going to live here. Like, you're doing this. Like, this feels like a choice in a way.
And he's also said, I don't need to be a professional to see this shit. You yeah. don't hide it. Which Arizona called her out for the Christmas thing.
Yeah. And then he says, you're making lousy choices. You deserve more, which is very kind of him. She does.
Yeah. When he says you deserve better, or Altman, you deserve more than that. You, mm-hmm. you sweet, sweet little girl.
Yeah.
Who was I talking to? Someone in our, either our Discord or in my Instagram messages said that Teddy was their favorite character. So
don't
like,
get a lot
good
of
on
those.
You.
Don't get huh? a lot of those. You, we don't get a lot of those. Not a yeah. lot of people have Teddy as their favorite character.
Yeah. If that was on your bingo board at home, folks, you just won.
Yeah.
But I think it's sweet. I think Teddy is a sweet person. I think Teddy, yeah. all these characters have problematic tendencies to them.
Oh well, yeah.
You know, Teddy's, this is hers.
And so, yeah, I don't know if there's really much more on that specific storyline. Did you have anything else on that one?
No, no. What did you want to talk about after that?
Oh, sleepy I am. What did I want to talk about? Oh, Lexi and Jackson and Mark and Bailey's patient.
Yeah. Jerry.
Yeah. What were your thoughts about Jerry?
The human body is astounding.
Uh-huh.
That dude transformed into a tree.
Yeah.
I need to know if this... He had HPV?
Mm-hmm. Well, Carmen, I'm so glad you asked. I don't know if you know this, but this is a teaching hospital. Damn it.
Damn it.
And let me pull it back up. HPV has very different symptoms and effects on men than it does on women. HPV is wildly common in men. Like, 1 in 3 men have HPV. But the majority of men have no symptoms, which is terrifying. If you don't have symptoms, you cannot be tested. They can only test you if there are some kind of symptoms. Like, if you have a cancer, they can typically say, like, this cancer is from this. If you have some kind of, like, war or lesion, they can typically say it's from an HPV virus. But if you have no symptoms, there's no way for them to know whether or not you have it. Which is terrifying for a woman.
That is terrifying. Oh.
Or for sexual okay. partners in general, is what I should say.
Got it.
So, typically in men, if they have HPV, the cancers caused by it are tonsils, the base of the tongue, anal, and penis. So not just like not good. And then very commonly the throat cancer as well.
Wow.
In How men. Do you contract Again, this HPV? Is all specifically, it's a sexually transmitted disease. This is all specifically how it manifests in men, everything I'm going to share, because it's again very different than how it manifests in women. So I just want to clarify that, like, the symptoms, because the patient in the episode was a man, this is HPV symptoms in a man. So
got it. Understood.
This is from bannerhealth.org, by the way. HPV in infections can lead to cancer. It, like I said, those specific ones, there is no screening unless there is something like a lesion or whatever it might be. Men absolutely can transmit women HPV to women or sexual partners through intimate skin to skin contact, as well as contact with genital warts or within semen during vaginal sex. HPV typically causes cervical cancer in women. Um, it's super common for men to have it, but it's super rare for it there to be like a reaction or a symptom. But it's super, super rare for this, obviously, which is some of the most common symptoms for men having HPV are the warts. And that is what this is. And he also, because of the specific strain of the virus that he contracts, he also has immune deficiency. So his body can't like fight off the warts to keep them from growing. So like oftentimes with HPV, the warts are kind of relegated to one specific area, but it's spread his whole body and they're like growing on each other because of the immune deficiency that he also got from this virus.
So that was a key part that I missed. I didn't realize that he had an immune deficiency.
Yeah.
On top of that. Okay.
Yeah.
I think that we should just take a quick break because I have a lot to say. Let's take a quick break from our regional sponsors. We'll be right back after this. Mm-hmm. And we are back. Hopefully those ads were relevant and capitalistic enough for you to just go out and spend some money to make the world go around. Okay, so Jerry, wow. I feel bad that Lexi really got the grunt work and was really struggling with this episode. Gotta tell you, I probably think that if I was a doctor, I would have reacted maybe the same way. I would have been shocked. It's sad.
The shock is fine. The shriek feels weird.
Yes, that's fair. Yeah. You say people are real sweethearts, aren't they? Or whatever he says. But the warts were like, they were solidifying. They're becoming hard.
Yeah. They each had their own blood supply. So they were like hefty, I guess would be the word.
And it was over his whole, the warts were on the warts on the whole body, but his hands yeah. alone. Crazy. I'm wondering if there was someone who actually had something like this, that this was inspired by.
I would assume possibly there would be some kind of inspiration or something similar, some similar case that they could draw and check facts on.
I'm not going to do research on that because I don't want to have to see the pictures for that. That was a hard time. And, you know, it's interesting. I had this thought while watching the show. The characters that Christina and the gang choose to or choose not to give nicknames to or ridicule in some sort of way is just very interesting to me. Because when they look at like Ceviche and granted, like that was a person who maybe because of the shitty people that she was around, maybe they thought was, you know, a worse off person and deserved a nickname for quote unquote air quotes deserved.
Yeah.
And this guy, like, no fault of his own.
Maybe we could have gotten Psych involved with this one. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you for that. Yes. I didn't even think about that. That's a good call out.
So I feel like this storyline could potentially be hard to read because as far as the wife goes, I just wonder if people were taking it that she was leaving him because of his appearance. And I'm like, she doesn't care how he looks.
Right. Clearly.
She cares about how much he cares about how he looks.
Yeah.
She wants to live her life. And I think that's valid. Like, she doesn't want to sit in her home for 4 years. With like no interaction.
Yeah. What does she say at the end? I don't want to be with someone who wants to just be a hermit.
Yeah.
And I gotta tell you, I think if I had the same condition, I think it would be hard for me to want to go out.
Yeah.
That's tough.
Also though, like they are presenting all these options, and they clearly say that they have presented options in the past. And he's like, it's just too much work to not look like this. And I'm like, so, but you don't want to look like this.
Right.
But you don't want to do the work. I am not diminishing it. Like, it would suck to have to be going in for surgery or to like have these things removed all the time.
Constantly.
But like, what, like, I would want to try.
Yeah.
Like,
and
I don't know,
the whole metaphor around that. And obviously we get to the scene at the end, a lot of things happen in between, but there's that whole, when is love no longer enough?
Right.
And she said that she hasn't even been able to kiss him for how many years?
Yeah. Well, because I think with the warts, they're contagious.
Yeah. Oh,
I think based on my research that I did,
but
for like 15 minutes earlier today,
you would have to think that she probably has some sort of HPV vaccination.
Yeah, but I don't know how like 100% that is.
Yeah, but she kisses him at the end. She gives him a kiss.
Well, they've been removed.
Goodbye. Oh, that's fair. Yeah, that's tough.
One's not a happy ending, unfortunately, unlike Gretchen and Danny.
Yeah. They really, we get a lot of, we get both. We get some of both. We get that you know, Brett Favre looking ass motherfucker.
Nobody dies, though. We love that.
Nobody dies. Nobody dies.
Gotta call it out.
But a marriage dies.
A marriage does die. From which, though, a woman might be reborn.
Ah, yes. What was the wife's name?
It's a good question, Mrs. Adams. Hold on, let me look. I have it pulled up. Tess. Oh my, what?
Sorry, big going on.
I'm right there with you.
Tess. So, yeah, it's this was a hard one to watch. The death of a relationship. And so they're in the surgery at one point, and Jackson is like, want to play this game? It's called Horn or Finger, Dr. Bailey. Can you teach me how to play? And they're like just using lawn equipment, just shearing hedges, trying to get this dude's warts off. And the spider thing definitely freaked me out. They CGI'd a gigantic spider.
That thing was large. I will say that was a large.
That large spider gave Peter spider. Parker his powers. That's what we're talking here.
I'm so sorry.
Listen. It's fine. I'm having a hard time. Like, because they go into the surgery initially when they're in it. Also, I'm so sorry. This is like all over the place right now. Cause I'm like looking at my notes. I'm like looking back at notes. And like, also this is just, it's a sad situation. It's like a sad, like real, you know, it's scary. So when they're getting ready to go into the surgery, and he's, to your point, he's like, I don't want to do the work. This is a lot of work, a lot of surgeries, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, well, so I'll look like Frankenstein. And I'm like, anything's gotta be better than this. So,
yeah. And it sucks because they're like, oh, we're going to be doing skin grafts so that you're like, it won't be terrible. But then they're like, well, we can't do skin grafts.
Yeah, because there's no good skin to use.
Yeah, they get down through past all the growth and there's nothing there that's like usable, which sucks. But again, she's not upset about how he's going to look. She's upset knowing he's going to use it as a reason to not go out. And I'm not like faulting him for not wanting to be stared at. But like, at what point are you okay with like having your own life dictated so much by someone else? And like if you're with someone you love, you want to enjoy life with them. You don't want to like enjoy life separate from them.
Yeah. Which is what she was doing.
Yeah.
Also there was at one point, I think it's important to call out, he's like willing to give up, right? Like he's like, I don't give a shit. Like nothing's going to fix this, like whatever. And she says, you will have the surgery or I will leave you. And then she still leaves him. It's sad. It's different reasons. He did the work, but there's no happy ending.
But I'm
here.
Like, I don't know. I feel bad saying this because I feel like it's easier said than done. She's been trying to get him to do treatment for, it feels like a long time, and he's just not been doing it.
And then ultimately the lack of treatment has done
exactly.
him.
Exactly. And yeah. I don't want to blame him because again, like the psychological damage that this like disease would have put on him, I'm sure is a big one, but it's like, if she knows she's just going to be resenting him the whole time, you can only be there so much for someone.
Yeah.
Like if it is ruining your life to be someone's partner, then you probably shouldn't be that person's partner. Like, I'm sorry. That just kind of feels normal to say, but yeah, this guy feels like some psych would have helped someone to talk to both before, during, and definitely after when he wakes up without a wife.
Yeah. I feel, you know, we've been getting, so I will say to the writer's credit, we have this episode where, one person has gone over the deep end and loved until they couldn't love and decided to leave. And then we've got Bobby Corso where
I was thinking that as well,
you know, where it's the opposite, where the love was enough and they made the choices to, mm-hmm.
and he,
you
but
know,
he
help
was
themselves.
Like staying positive, you know, it's totally. Like this guy feels like, and again, I'm not saying that I wouldn't be the same way. Like everything is negative. Everything is terrible. The world is awful. Like everyone's like, I can't be around human beings. And Bobby still had like a good personality. Like he was still like, seemed like a good time. So even if you couldn't go anywhere with him, at least when you were together, it was fun. So
can I ask you a spoiler question?
Yeah.
Do we get skinny Bobby Corso back? Do we get like an episode years later from now where Bobby Corso comes back and he's like, look, guys, I did the work. I made it.
No. We just believe it in our hearts that he did.
Yeah. Sometimes I wish. Like, do you think the writers are sitting there in the room and they're like, we've been around so long that should we bring back some episodes? Should we bring back Katie Bryce? Like, should we bring back Bobby Corso?
Should we bring back Bonnie? Oh, wait, we already did that.
Season 21. Should we bring back Denny Duquette from the dead again?
Please.
Oh, goodness.
Yay.
The meme where he says, pardon my French, and it's like, did you just threaten me? That meme has come up around all of my all of my timeline. Anyway, you know what I'm talking about? Have you seen that meme?
No.
No?
Is it from The Walking Dead?
Is he in The Walking Dead?
Yeah, he's like the very bad guy in Walking. Like he's a murderer. He's a bad guy.
Oh no. You're worse than zombies?
He kills a man with a bat that he like wraps with barbed wire, and then he just beats the living shit out of people. And he like he carries a bat around all the time. It has like a name. I don't know it, but I'm sure someone will tell me.
Izzy Stevens.
I would die. I think it starts with an N.
How the writers would have had to been on some meta level bullshit to say, let's name his bat Isabel.
That would have been dope though.
That would have been funny. Never got into The Walking Dead. Okay. So Bailey shoots both Lexi and Jackson, some very intense, or Alex. When he goes, Jackson goes, so he will look like Frankenstein, shoots him a hard look. Lexi, they're laughing at the stuff. I didn't understand this. When they're pulling off the horns, they put on the weight scale, and Jackson's like, got 12 pounds. Oh, I'll put that on eBay. And they're both
Lexi
laughing.
Lexi thinks that's so funny. And I'm like, settle down.
I don't know. Is there a reference? Like, I don't understand.
I'm like, I guess eBay was just like a big thing in 2010. I don't know.
Guys, eBay's taking off. We got to put some pop culture references in here. And yeah, she shoots them both a look. And then she basically says, you both need to fuck off and be professional at all times. And then there was a spider and she lost it. But Yeah, so ultimately, Tess leaves. It's sad. Lexi kills a spider and saves the day. Gets a cheek kiss. And then we get an end scene with Bailey and...
The ladies.
The ladies. The... What are they in Greece? The pink ladies?
Mm-hmm.
We get the pink ladies scene here.
The what blue I feel like ladies. Because they wear
blue ladies.
The blue scrubs.
Ooh, Kelsey with the smart shit. Oh,
thank you. So yeah, she
fire.
She's drinking because she's traumatized from her spider interaction, and she is like, it's a
Brandy,
phobia.
Brandy specifically.
And so they're talking about how sad Teddy is, and then they leave. So that's when Perkins comes in, and they leave to have their moment. But you know. Callie and Arizona are just still distraught. Also, apparently, Jessica Capshaw, who plays Arizona, was very pregnant during this episode. So at the end, when they're like going at it in the apartment, that's a body double.
I would never have noticed.
Yeah.
She didn't look pregnant to me from the angles they use are just insane.
They really covered it.
The power of Hollywood.
Mm-hmm. So anyways... they, I guess, decide to just like be too aggressive and to like bully Owen, like subconsciously bully Owen and Christina into moving out. Also we didn't really talk about Christina being like, would you love me if I wasn't a surgeon? And Owen was
maybe a plumber.
I'd love you
like
if
Mario.
You were a plumber, but like, would you love you if you weren't a surgeon? And she says she doesn't know. And then at the end, she says, I think I would love me if I was a plumber. So, do you think she's going to be a plumber?
No.
Okay.
Christina's going to, she'll snap back. She'll be fine.
Okay.
I will say, so there's a couple of things that we just talked about that I want to make sure that I'm like calling out from my notes. Number one, so they have the brandy and they're all sitting there drinking. And then they look over at Teddy and they go, Teddy needs it. She's pathetic. I'm like...
Good
guys,
friends.
Calm down. The woman's just in love. She's not pathetic.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, you know, it's Hunt is being weird. Hunt's not like my favorite person in the entire universe galaxy. However, you know, yeah, he would still love her even if she was a plumber. And, you know, I don't know. I think there's a lot of good things that I'm glad they're still in love post marriage. I was worried that. So now I don't think they're going to get a divorce.
Okay.
I think they're good. But if they get divorced next episode, I will stop this podcast.
But, okay, also at the end, Lexi is, like, going to go, I guess, tell Mark that she also loves him.
I hate this shit.
And then she sees him just making out with Amelia so hard. Which I'm like, Mark, I love you. I love you so much. But for the love of God, maybe one singular boundary, please.
Yeah.
Please, Mark.
Yeah. Although, are we led to believe that he's had sex with all of Derek's sisters already?
Well,
I feel like that was the impression we were under.
Yeah, when Lizzie came, didn't she like make some joke about like who hasn't slept with Mark?
Yeah, something like that.
So, yeah. Probably.
I just assumed that anyone that came from their past, they've already boned. However, if you're in love with Lexi, you don't need to go boning. I mean, I guess at the end
but
of the day,
but simultaneously, he's got Callie being like,
they
you have
were
to
on
leave
a
Lexi
break.
Alone. Like he's like, yeah. She's like, stop looking at her. Like she doesn't want you. Like leave her alone because she told you to leave her alone. And we all know the way that Mark Sloan moves on from people is to. You know, move
just
on
fuck.
Someone else.
No, yeah, move in someone
okay.
else.
In
on and around.
So yeah, that was a bummer. That was bummer to see.
Although I will say, I like the way that scene was written because Mark didn't see her and then apologize. She sees them, and then they just continue to go into the room and fuck.
Yeah.
I think that it's very common TV trope for them to be like, and then like she, like they look at each other, they gasp, and then she walks away and he goes, no, no, this isn't what it looks like. Well, it is.
It is in fact exactly what it looks like, but yeah.
So I'm glad. I'm glad they kept true to both of their characters there. It was nice.
Those are like the main issues. Did you have any random other things you needed to talk about?
I'm looking through my notes here. I do want to just say again, April, you know, digging herself out of the hole. I appreciate that. Excuse me. I appreciate Meredith's relationship with April in light of the way that she was in love with Derek for a while and kind of was responsible for his murder. And, where one? Oh, I do just want to say in the beginning when they're all sitting around the table and they're like talking through the Christina thing. I'm like, damn, Derek is like so reckless, but I'm kind of here for it.
For
when
what?
When he's like, if she goes, I go. And I'm like, that's like he's being reckless, but I kind of love it. And then in the morning when he goes to cuddle with Meredith and he reaches over in the hand and there was just another human there. The look on his face was just so, so funny.
Yeah.
Good physical comedy there. Patrick Dempsey. But yeah, that's all I got. I think we touched on all the notes that I had. Yeah. Anything for you?
No, I think we got it all. So do you want to rate it and then do predictions?
Yeah. Can I rate it first?
Yes.
This is like a 3.3.
I was going to say 3.5. So, you know.
I thought this episode was going to be wild when they introduced this guy. And then it kind of didn't really get wild, you know?
Yeah.
There were some good storylines. But, like, I don't know. Nothing too crazy. It's just okay.
Yeah, it was fine. Getting, like, you know, some build up with the Christina thing, just kind of seeing that she's very clearly not okay. And no one really knows what to do about it.
Yeah. I will say if this storyline continues much farther past episode 5, I'll start to be annoyed.
What, Christina not being okay?
Yeah. Not from her standpoint. Like, everyone's healing journey is different. But the way that Christina is, like, who the shell of Christina as she is at work is not entertaining to me as the viewer.
Yeah. It's hard to watch.
Yeah. And honestly, the will they, won't they will wear out. I have a little, because this is like we're kind of right in the middle of the will they, won't they with them just breaking up between season Alex and Lexi breaking up and then the Mark situation between season 6 and 7. Alex and Lexi have broken up. So now there's a will they, won't they with Mark and Lexi that's happening that I'm not annoyed yet, but I know that if it goes past, like if I'm making a prediction that by season 7, episode 10, they will be together again.
Okay.
If not, and there's still a will they, won't they, I will be annoyed and I will no longer be emotionally invested.
Okay.
So
make a prediction on Christina on the journey, like how she gets to the end of the journey and what does that look like at the end?
I think that, so I'm official prediction. I'm going to put my boring level in here. Season 7, episode 5, she will be healed either at the end of that episode or during that episode sometime. And I don't know. I think it's just going to be some sort of trauma. I think it's going to be someone that maybe that in her life that she cares about that she has to jump in. Maybe it's from her past. Maybe it's her mom. Maybe it's something with Meredith. Saying Derek is too, it just happened, it's too soon, but something's gonna happen that's gonna be like important and it's gonna force her to like snap back into it, and she's gonna have to make a tough decision that's gonna be the right one. But yeah, season 7, episode 5. So two more episodes and she'll be fine, back to Christina normal in the operating room by then. Mark and Lexi will be together by season 7, episode 10.
Alex and anything with Alex.
Alex, nothing with Alex right now, although he needs some positive vibes. He needs to do some nice things to get back on my good side. April and Jackson will have April will lose her virginity before season 7 is over.
Okay.
She will, and we will all see it, and that will be the porn episode.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. We're going to get Adele sometime soon too. Adele will be back. I'm going to put an exact episode on it. Like, we will see Adele in season 7, episode 15.
Okay.
Adele will be in that episode.
Anything with Callie in Arizona?
Yeah, they're going to keep fucking.
Okay.
They're going to move out. I think they're going to move out. Wait, no, they said they were hunting. Christina said they were going to move out.
Yeah,
they'll move out.
Teddy.
I am really struggling to think through Teddy right now. Mm-hmm. But maybe she convinces Perkins to stay. Ooh, no. Ooh. No, not happening. Not happening. I have nothing for Teddy right now. I gotta get to next episode and see what's up.
So you think Owen and Christina are just gonna not get divorced, right?
Yeah, they're good. They're fine.
What about Bailey?
I think there's gonna be I don't know. I don't think I have anything for Bailey right now, but I really was rooting for her and Warren.
Yeah.
Maybe they'll revisit that in season 10. She deserves love, though, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's all I got, I think.
That's probably it. Okay. Well, everyone, thanks so much for listening. Thanks so much for emailing us. Thanks so much for messaging us. Make sure you follow us on everything at Grey's Academy Pod. You can also email us at greysacademypod@gmail.com. We love hearing from you. We love shouting you guys out on the podcast. Please leave us ratings and reviews on the stores. Please share us on your socials to help other people find us. It's just great. We love doing this. We love chit-chatting with you. We love, you know, I love sitting on my side and knowing what's going to come and looking forward to Carmen getting there the same way you guys all do. So lots more fun things looking forward to. So yay for all of us. So just remember, if you see him walking down the street,
no spoilies. Do not think about it. Do not tell me predictions that I've gotten right or wrong. Do not do it. Do not ruin it. We appreciate you all so much, and we'll see you all in the next one.